Chaver, Bezer Hashem, the Shita, the Ramah. And we discuss the details in the Chaver and the Ramah. There are many nuances in the Shura and Hilchos Tefillin and Siman Lamed Beis that we didn't get to Bezer Hashem, as well as other issues that come up in the poskim. Most of our discussion for today is going to be within Hilchos Tefillin. Context of Hilchos Tefillin. First of all, before we start analyzing the Mishavura, the Be'alacha, most importantly, the Barak, and Hilchos Tefillin, before we do that, I want to correct one mistake that I made yesterday. Before we learn a mashal should be seen by Rabbi Daniel, and that is, I want to rectify. I had spoken about the difference of custom of whether one needs sirtut on what we call block letters, even if there's a print meaning scar. I spoke about the letter that I remember from a time from the Ramadan is itself, and. I also mentioned that there were some of the Iraq were quite mahmir, it seems that the Chachamim and the Steifer were quite mahmir, that they felt that the Sfar could be written today in Rashi print because of the problem of Sirtut. I had connected the Aruch HaShulchan to that position, and that is not correct. The Aruch HaShulchan doesn't say that, so that part of my connection between the Chumrah of saying that you need Rashi print today, that, thanks to Yitzchak's good Chazara, Yitzchak didn't even say it to me. He just came over with the Aruch HaShulchan, and then I realized that I pinned the tail on the wrong place, that the Aruch HaShulchan does not say what I had quoted in his name. But nevertheless, that Shita definitely out there exists. I heard that both in the Kol and the Shita Zerba Yitzchak Elkanah, and we have a story to back it up. That's my Pirush Rashi, no pun intended, with the give and take with Rabina or Chaim Kanievsky about how to print from Shlemke Berman's Spark. Now, in regards to Hilchos Tefillin, let's Bezer Hashem again take a look at the Lashon, the Chaver, and the Ramah, and continue analyzing the Shitas. We're going to end up refining as well the Shitas of the Mechaber and the Ramah that we worked on in detail yesterday. We'll also see the issues that the Mishnah Berurah brings up. Says the Mechaber, Sivva, Ein Tzarech Lesartek Kiyo Shita El Yonah, Bimeni Yedei El Yashar HaShita, Velo Sirdu Yisartek Kol Ashuras, Velo Yisartek Kol Feres Mei Shemot Masirta Nishar Tzavua, Yesh Omen Shet Tzarech Lesartek Tamid Lemalu Lamato Min Atzadu, Afo Fishi Yedei Lito Velo Sirdu Tepein Noah. Let's start with the Ramah over here. The Ramah is of the opinion that when it comes to tefillin, you need to be masartic all four sides. Now, let's jump to practical lemaisa in, I think, both for Ashkenazim and Sephardim today, but for sure for Ashkenazim, lemaisa, what do tefillin look like today? Tefillin today looked like very different than when you read the Gemara Menachos. You read the Gemara Menachos, you would expect there to be no sirtut whatsoever. In fact, according to some Rishonim, you would have said that there's halacha Moshe Mishnah, you can't have sirtut. But that's not how our tefillin look at all today. And that is, our tefillin have both Dalet Ruchos, as well as sirtut b'chol shita b'shita. We're going to see that will come out even from the Mishnah Berurah himself. There are Rishonim that say there's halacha Moshe Mishnah, and we even saw that there are some who are of the opinion that you gotta have only one line or four lines, but you're not allowed to have everything sirtut. Why? Because we saw that it could be that you're called a hetyot, right? Tell us this on Baba Mabez. So there would be somebody who would open up our tefillin and we say that we are hetyotos. Except if you opened up Rav Chaim's tefillin. They say that Rav Chaim took our tefillin so seriously that you're a hetyot if you put sirtut. And this is a classic case where you take the from the base of Medrash of the Gerah, where you say, wait a second, you go from the Pashas of Gemara, you don't chop every Chumrah. If you're going to chop every Chumrah, well, there are times. If it's not a head yud, no problem. But over here, we got the problem of head yud. So in Rav Schechter's Nefesh HaRav, he quotes that Rav Chaim, I'm pretty sure it's in Nefesh HaRav. If not, I saw it also in the footnotes in the Shiurei HaRav, that Rav Chaim's tefillin did not have sirtut on every line. Why? Because he was choshesh for the day of Nikra head yud. Now it's well known, Rav Chaim was always into being choshesh for every shita. But this is the one case where Rav Chaim was not choshesh for every shita. Why? Because if you're choshesh for every shita, then you're a head yud. In other words, Tosis' shita on Vav Amud Beis and Gittin becomes a halacha. They say a great line from Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim was very makel on shilas of health on Shabbos. So Rav Chaim said, I'm not a makel in Hilchos Shabbos, I'm a machmir in Pikuach Nefesh. You do have brisk, we're very machmir in Pikuach Nefesh. We'll be machal Shabbos very easily if there's any shash of Pikuach Nefesh. So the verb right here is Rav Chaim was machmir in Hedyot. Rav Chaim was machmir in Hedyot. And here was not a case that he's supposed to be choshesh for every shita. So you do have that from our Rabbein, that Rav Chaim's tefillin did not have sirtut on every line, but rather on the dalet, only on the dalet peos, like we have in the Rav Moch. Aviva Ephraim asked another gevaldik question. Aviva Ephraim asked that the chura of the Rav Moch is, how do we fit the Rav Moch together? The chura one could ask, if we did a good chazar from yesterday, that the Rav Moch at first glance seems to be contradicting himself. No, what's Aviva Ephraim's kasha? You tell me. Yes, Zach? Well, I'm talking about the Rav Moch. You're reading to me the Mecha. Oh, the Sarat. No, I'm not talking about the Sarat. Sarat, yeah. Yes.
I mean, Yeris says you only need to do Arapeos, but it's a majority, he says you have to do Shita Mashita.
I'm asking the Ramon Ilfus Tvillin. You're on the right track, but start with the Ramon Ilfus Tvillin. I want to analyze the Ramon Ilfus Tvillin. Yes, Zach?
And if you hold like the Gra, that it's actually like the Gra says that
I don't know any Gra yet.
Okay.
I'm in Krakow right now. Reb Chaim, when he was a brisk, was in Krakow in the 16th century. I'm now in Krakow. That's where I'm sitting right now. Mirza Hashem will get to Vilna in the 19th century shortly. Right now I'm sitting in Krakow. Yeah? Yes, Yankis?
I'm sure that we so every time you're arriving.
What's that?
Is it the full?
You say here, he says you need the four corners.
I mean, I need that sort of advice.
No, so ask a kasha. What's your kasha?
I thought you were asking what the model said.
No, I'm asking, there's a chorus, a slight steer in the Ramah, which we're going to have to explain. Yes, Yosef Kramer. In Simon Rage Pei Dalet, when it comes to writing words of Torah. Right? Very paskins like the Rabbeinu Tam and the Sefer HaYosha, all you need is the top line. Or Rabbeinu Tam in the majority of Tosin Gittin, until Rabbeinu Tam said, wait a second, set the sulfur on stop. And then he says, Dalet Peos. And here he says, you need Dalet Peos when it comes to Tefillin. That's Aviva Ephraim's kasha. So Lanias Daiti, the answer goes like this. Lanias Daiti, the terence goes like this. We're going to see shortly the Gra is not going to agree. That what's going to come out in our analysis of the Minei Ubei is that there's going to be one Shita in Ashkenaz, which is going to be the Shita Sagra, and then there's going to be another Shita of the Shitas HaRamah. Up until now, we've had one Shita in Ashkenaz. Of course, as we go further and further into the Poskim, then Ashkenaz itself is eventually going to find in Halacha L'maisa there are going to be splits as well. To the point that even there's a Dayan today, Yerushalayim, who's a big Talmud Chacham, who's going to disagree with the Gra. I was blown away because the Gra had the Gra really took the cake. Kedarko, because it should rip the part of Sugyas. Amazing. But this big Talmud Chacham found something that the Gra didn't address. One thing at a time. Zot the Ramah. In Simon Reish Pei Dalet, Shita Elyona, when you're writing Sfarim. Now that, of course, is Rabbi Yitzchak's din. Rabbi Yitzchak's din. Included in Rabbi Yitzchak's din is the rule from the Sefer Sofrim, and that is that you need Dalet Peos. And the Pashtus of our Gemara was that once we add the Tosus and Gittin of Vom on the base, once you have Dalet Peos, and Shita Elyon is not enough. That's the Pashtus. Yet, over here, the Rama says you need Dalet Peos, and all of a sudden he's Mekel when writing Kiddushei Torah. So there are two ways to answer this question. Everybody follow up the Ephraim's question. Reish Bei Dalet says you just need Shita Elyona. Over here he says Dalet Ruchas. One way I would call would be the conceptual approach, the Lomdusha approach. And the other would be the Halacha approach. And over here, our next sugya tomorrow, we're going to learn Elu Elu Divrei Elokim Chayim. I think if they're right, now that's the Talmid, that's why I need Yitzchak to tell me, no, it's a little like this, a little like that. But if they're right, it's Mamash Elu Elu Divrei Elokim Chayim. If both these papers are right, that's what you need to decide whether they're right. Let's start with the Halacha approach because we're in the Halacha right now. The Halacha approach, by the way, that doesn't mean that the Lomdish approach doesn't exist in Halacha. But in Halacha, I want to point out that we're reading carefully the language of the Ramah. The Ramah's language in Siman Lamed Beis is B'yesh Omrim Shetzarek Misarek. There are some who say that one needs to be Misarek. I want to be medayik that the Lashon of the Ramah was Yesh Omrim. The Mechaber said that you need on the Shita Elyon. The Ramah adds, of the Yesh Omrim, there's some who say Shetzarek Lisarek. What's the Ramah doing? Like we've already developed in the past, the Ramah, I didn't use this word yesterday, I remembered it last night. I saw it all in the middle of, I don't know what I was thinking about. I was doing something else, all of a sudden it hit me in the head. I don't know, maybe latently I was thinking about the sugya. So I just remembered the expression, maybe it was very early this morning, I don't remember when that. Somehow I didn't even think I was thinking about the sugya. And all of a sudden I remembered Rabbi Willing's line about the Ramah. Rabbi Willing Shlita says, calls the Ramah the great compromiser. That the Ramah is the great compromiser. Anybody know anything about American history? Who was the Henry great compromiser?
Clay. Henry Clay.
What's that?
Henry Clay.
Henry Clay. Come on, I think that's right. I think that's right. Anyhow, so the Havdil, Ramah and Henry Clay, the great, that's Rabbi Willing got it from his American history. That's, Rabbi Willing's very geschmack in that regard. So he got it, so he used this term, he borrowed the term, and he calls the Ramah the great compromiser. So he said, the word is like this, the Ramah, if the Ramah and the Rosh say that this is not called Sirtut, Rashi, or Rabbeinu Tam, say that there's going to be some type of chisor in the Kisvei Godel. If there's going to be a mashmos in the Sefer Sofrim, that you need more than Shita Elyona, so even if the Ramah is going to pass in that you could rely on Shita Elyona, but when it comes to Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzah, here we're going to be Machmir. Abkadei Kachma, maybe Yom, it might not even be called a Sefer without it. It might not be called Tefillin without it. So in such a case, the Ramah is going to be Machmir. Yeshom. However, when it comes to Rabbi Yitzchak's din, Rabbi Yitzchak is not a halacha that the person didn't put on tefillin today, the person didn't read a Torah today, and so on and so forth. There's a halacha that Torah needs its appropriate color. If Rabbeinu Tam says that you're my kind of Rabbi Yitzchak's din, would she tell you on it, then that's going to be fine. That's how the Rabbah is going to work. The Mechaber wasn't in his orbit. You know, like the Mechaber here, the Masorah continues. Mechaber on this regard reminds you about Chacham Avadya's Atzal. Chacham Avadya says, who cares about what the Ashkenazi post can say? At the end of the day, all the Sephardim, although Chacham Avadya believed that the Mechaber was Moran there in Israel, that even Ashkenazim have to really follow Mechaber. That's a different story. But at the end of the day, Mechaber says, I have the Rambam and so on and so forth. They say you can't write Torah like this, so of course you need a line on every line. But the Ramah, who's following Rabbeinu Tam, says, as the great compromiser, says, you know what? The Yesh Omrim, you should know that there's another version of the Bali Tosas. Bali Tosas are Machmer and Dalet Peos, so we should be Machmer when it comes to Tefillah and Dalet Peos. Can't hurt to be Machmer until you get to Rabbeinu.
the Rav Chaim says, wait a second, mikra hevi, you're going to be too machmir, you're going to end up a hevi. That's a great example where brisks, chumras, become a gula. Rav Chaim's machmir and mikra hevi. Kishmak is machmir and mikra hevi. So, nachzor l'inyanim. So this is the habana, in terms of our analysis, Be'ezer Hashem, just like we analyze the Rashi, Tesis, Rambam, so this is an analysis of Mechaber Ramah. Now we have to be mevatel ourselves to Moran Chofetz Chaim. Okay? So now let's see what the Chofetz Chaim, let's see what the Chofetz Chaim says. We answer the stira. The stira is that the Ramah holds Yeshayimrim that were choishish for that shita, even though Me'ikur, when it comes to the status of tefillin. However, in terms of halacha lemaisa, like we developed yesterday, he passes like the version of Rabbein Tam, just shita Eliyona, that's all you need. But if there is a Maseches Sofrim, so the great compromiser says, you know what, for this, we're going to. Will be choshe for that position. And this is Derech HaPsak. Oh, the Lomdusha Teretz. Oh, Ishkeh. What's a Lomdusha Teretz? The Lomdusha Teretz will be like this. The Lomdusha Teretz would say that there's Tzvei Dinim in the requirement of Sirtut according to the Ramah. There is Sirtut in terms of Tfilin. And there, Maseches Sofrim. What's the Makor? What's the Makor for Sirtut there? There it said Maseches Sofrim. By Rambam, not maybe Yom, the Rambam's going to be a Chaylik. But maybe according to the Ramah, there will be Rishayim, and I'll find you a Yerayim if we have time. If we have time, this is going on, there's more here than I expected. But the Maseches Sofrim, and the Urayim says this, holds that Maseches Sofrim is a halacha in tefillin as well. If it's a halacha in tefillin as well, so then what are we going to say? So then we're going to say that you need Dalet Peyos in Hilchos Svarim. And tefillin's going to fall into that category. Mechi Tasty, the Ramah's going to go with the whole thing of Mechupin. He doesn't go with the Mechupin. In fact, we don't even paskin like the Rambam in this regard, the Mechupin. No one paskins like the Rambam in this regard. In Kane Matvarim, so the Maseches Sofrim's Mechayiv Dalet Peyes, like we saw where? Like we saw in Tesis, but Maseches Sofrim is not Rabbi Yitzchak's din. Rabbi Yitzchak's din is what? Rabbi Yitzchak's din. Oh wow, this is really exciting. Rabbi Yitzchak's din is a halacha in Kvod HaTorah. It's not a din in the Cheftza Shel Tefillin. It's not a din in the Cheftza Shel Sefer Torah. It's not a din in the Cheftza Shel Mezuzah. It's not a halacha in Kol Kislei Kledish, v'chulei. In Kainim Advarim, then you can rely on Shita Eliyahina. Now, this Yisod would be emes in the Ramah, Lav Dafka Mukhluch in Rabbeinu Tam. The Pashtus is that Rabbeinu Tam doesn't hold this way. But in the Ramah, in Lomdus, it could be that this is MS Lamid. There's a part of me that very much wants to write a Sefer which is in the style of Reb Chaim on Shulchan Aruch and Rambam. What Reb Chaim did in the Rambam, my Rabbeim started doing in the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam. Okay. All right. Let's continue on. Loss of the Eilu B'chavetz Chaim. So the Chofetz Chaim is straightforward. Let's read Sivkot and Chav. Shita El Yoyna. Wow, there's so much here. So much that we have to do. Shita El Yoyna. Mishum. Maybe Rabbi Yisrael. Maybe we'll continue Shir at 11:40 tonight. Is that good? Because we can't be Avaratzim in Gittin, no? You'll be going to Yisrael. Is that good? Yeah? Deborah, is that good? So Mirza Hashem Shir at 11:40 because tomorrow I want already to do that Bob that Zayin. I want to Zot the Eilu Gemishne Buru Shita El Yoyna Mishum the Tefillin Ein Aleh Avlach Lamosh Misim Nesarti Pumem Mezuzah Rak Mishum the Asa Lichto Gimel Tevis Mepasim Kuloi Sirtu Alkei Kishu Misarti Shita El Yoyna Dai Ki Bistam Bnei Adam Yodim Amin Yodim. So Mishnah Berurah understands that this is halacha, that the tefillin should come out neat. And he says, beferish, that tefillin doesn't have halacha l'moshe misinai l'sartei. By the way, does everybody agree that tefillin doesn't have halacha l'moshe misinai l'sartei?
I'm setting you up for tonight. I don't think we're going to get to it today. I'm setting you up for tonight. Does everybody agree that there is halacha l'moshe, that there is no halacha l'moshe m'Sinai? Oh, but Eli's not going to be able to be here. All right, we have to figure out. Eli, you won't go. What? Okay, I have to cut it. All right. Yeah, okay, so I think we'll do it tonight because it's too long. Too long to be home on Sunday. There ain't so much here. Rabosai, when it comes to tefillin not being halacha, that there's no sirta that halacha moshe m'Sinai. No, you tell me. Is that mukhrak? At first glance, the Mishnah Berurah is 100% right. Right? Why? It's a Farish and Gemara. What's a Farish and Gemara say that tefillin doesn't need sirtut? Menachas Lamed Beis. I'm going to find you a Rishon that says the Farish not like this Mishnah Berurah. Why? Because maybe when the Gemara in Menachas says you don't need sirtut, what's the Gemara Menachas talking about? Oshita Vishita. Will be a nafkamina halacha l'maisa b'zman hazeh in Yerushalayim Rabbeinu. We'll get there. Let's continue on. So Mishnah Berurah is masmir that this whole halacha is just going to be a halacha in regards to getting the mezuzah straight. By the way, you can be masmir differently. You can be masmir not it's only about getting straight. How would the Brisker Rav say? If Reb Chaim was talking to the Chavetz Chaim, he would have said differently. Reb Chaim would have said, no, it's a halacha in Torah. It's not a halacha in just writing the mezuzah straight. It's a halacha in Torah. That's how Reb Chaim would say. How would the Ramban say to the Chavetz Chaim? That's complicated. Because the Ramban says nitein likros. Tefillin is not nitein likros. The Ramban might agree with the Chavetz Chaim's Hagdor if he heard that the place of Hagdor is going to be Machmir, he would say, okay, it's probably just Kedei Lahamis, etc., etc. Comrades, so from the years of the Sakti Kol Hashitin, Lichtov Yosef Yoshel Yavko, it's beautiful. Oh. The Be'er Halacha, the Chavetz Chaim again, Chavetz Chaim does a beautiful job in wearing two hats. I used to say that I want to make the Talmidim, and I was making an assumption, I realized. I made an assumption that the Talmidim is a Mishnah Berurah. And I used to say that my goal was to take you from Mishnah Berurah Jews into Be'er Halacha Jews. And then I realized the problem is we don't even know, myself included, we don't know Mishnah Berurah. So I stopped that from being said. But the Sefer, I have to say that for me, I enjoy the Sefer Be'er Halacha much more than the Sefer Mishnah Berurah. Sefer Mishnah Berurah is just a collection of psakim. And the Be'er Halacha, you feel the Chavetz Chaim being working on the sugya. So we're going to do two Be'er Halachas that are based on the Grok. Says the Be'er Halacha, Dibur HaMatzvot Ein Tzarich L'Sarta, Kim Shita El Yom. U'bidiyevet, Im Lo Sirtei, Afilu Shita El Yom L'Das HaMechafi, O Mikol Tzad L'Das HaRamah. What happens if you didn't do Sirtut? What happens if you didn't do Sirta? At all. So this is a beautiful Be'er Halacha. The Be'er Halacha does what we did, and then he gives us a nafkamina l'halacha. We're going to see how our analysis from yesterday is going to bear fruition. And there's a halacha l'maisa, what happens if you have a tefillin without Sirta? Says us there. Tolui ben shitas rabbeinu tam sharposki. Who could now be masbir the next line? What does he mean? Tolui b'shitas rabbeinu tam sharposki. What's he saying? Who could on their own be mechaven to Marana Chavetz Chaim? Yeah, Zach.
If you do not do it, and let's even just sear to the Gemara, that's the problem, which is just top one. Or
how is it totally that's Rabbeinu Tam Bishar Post? Get to the point.
Don't need to do it.
Why?
We don't have to rely on that, but we still be fine.
Tell it which sheet that brings it out explicitly. Very good. So the Rambam says that tefillin doesn't need sirtut. Okay. Now, cheshbon for me, what would the halacha be according to Shulchan Aruch? What's that? No. Says the Chavetz Chaim as follows. According to Shulchan Aruch, what would emerge is that when it comes, how do we paskin? Do we paskin like Rabbeinu Tam, or we paskin like the Rambam? Yes, Yosef, time's at hand.
Yeah.
How do we paskin in all of Shulchan Aruch?
In terms of tefillin?
How do we paskin in terms of tefillin? Yeah.
Like the Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer Yosher, no?
If that would be so, then Sefer Torah would not need Sirta B'chol Shita V'Shita. And how do we paskin in Siman Reish Ayin Hey? What? Like we've had the Rambam, that we say that the Allah is that you need Sirta on every line. So says the Chafetz Chaim, according to Shulchan Aruch, the halacha is that we yachasit paskin like the Rambam that you need on every line. If we paskin you need on every line, then that means that tefillin doesn't need sirtos. So you see, when the Chafetz Chaim was writing a bare halacha, he was cheshbening. He started with the sugya, with all of the shita of the mechaber throughout Dalet Shalkei Shulchan Aruch. In this case, Yoredeya and Arachayim. And he says, if you cheshbon in Yoredeya, we paskin like the Mechab, to the Rambam. If we paskin like the Rambam, then tefillin is going to be kosher without sirtu. If you paskin like Rabbeinu Tam, finish off Zach, then it would be sirtu. Why? Because we learned in Maseches Sof from Yinib B'dalet Peos. That's what the Be'er Halacha is saying. Now we're ready to roll. Tolui ben Shitas Rabbeinu Tam Sharkos. Dilu Rabbeinu Tam Shekasa to say for Torein Tzarek Sirtun. Rak Mishita El Yom L'das HaMechaber. Omi Kol Tzad L'das HaRamo. Ubi Diyev and Nifsal Bezeh. Umuch Rach Lomar Kem Sechah Sofer. Dir Rio Shein and Mr. Gelas Psula. In Kain who I didn't fill it. If that would be so, then the Halacha would be that you need Dalet Peos, you need also by tefillin. And if you don't have it, it's going to be possible. How do I know it's possible? Because Maseches Sofrim is Mechayev V'dalet Peos. Maseches Sofrim is Mechayev V'dalet Peos. Avol if we madif askinim v'yaredeya to say for Torah Tzriya Chaliyah Sirtut v'kula k'mal mezuzah. But how do we paskin in yaredeya? We paskin that Sefer Torah needs Sirtut on everything. So who's that like? That's like the Rambam. If Cain ain't lot of raya lifts a lot of tefillin, then we don't have a raya to say that the tefillin aren't going to be possible. Avin lo sirte klav. Cain isa v'beir ha'gra b'tzara. This is what the Be'er HaGra says. U'bedvar av nicha. And according to this, it's beautiful. Shelo kosav ha'mechaber lifso b'diyev k'mosh kosav lehedya. So the Be'er HaLacha paskins that if you don't have sirtut on tefillin, so then the words of the mechaber are meduyim. Because the mechaber discussed, never said it's possible. Vamevin Yavin, in contrast to mezuzah and Sefer Torah, there he said that without sirtut it's going to be possible. By the way, the Be'er HaLacha doesn't claim that the Ramah would disagree with that. He doesn't claim that the Ramah would disagree with that. He just says stop. The Be'er HaLacha says, Chafetz Chaim says, that's going to be, it's going to be kosher. 1 second, Yisrael, and then I'll come to you, Bli Neder. Keep on reminding you, and I will come to you. Just 1 second. So, this is diuk number one that Be'er HaLacha has from the Gra. This was brilliant, because if you look in the Gra itself, it's very hard to see this mefurish in the Gra. But the Chafetz Chaim was able to squeeze this out of the Gra. And now that the Chafetz Chaim said it, you don't need the Gra. It's logical. You're putting two and two together. I just want to be ma'orer. I don't know if this is what you want to say, Yisrael. Based on our analysis of the Shitas HaRambam, the way we analyzed the Rambam, we thought that the Rambam paskins what? That the Rambam really paskins like Rabbeinu Tam. Why did we say that? Because in Reish, that's what you want to say, Yisrael? Because in Reish Pei Dalet, the Rambam said you can be Mekel B'Shita Al Yonah. How can you be Mekel? Rambam never says that. As Adiv Ephraim was medayik in the Rambam holds that every time you have three words, you always need sirtu. Must be that the Ramah follows Rabbeinu Tam. And we explain, the Ramah gives deference to the Machmirim by Sefer Torah and Tefillin. Sefer Torah. It's called Sefer Torah. Just Sefer Torah. That's why it's not Magia on the Mechaber. He doesn't want that in Krakow, they should have a Sefer Torah that's going to be Puzzle and Spot. That he doesn't want to have. So then, the Halach is what? Shit El Yon is enough. If that's so, so then what do you, if you follow Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam holds on the second sofer and says that you need to put Sirtu on Tefillin as well. I asked you, the Gemara says, Beferish, that Tefillin doesn't need Sirtu, to Menach Islam, the base on the base. What's the answer? Only call Shita Vashita, that's how Rabbeinu Tam learns. In Kainim Advarim, so that I want to point out that the Be'er Halacha's Ha'ara is correct, Bidas Hagra Ubidas HaMechaber. Yesh Lodun, whether it's correct, Bidas HaRamah. And then by naming Yavin, there are two reasons. One in the Derech HaPsak of the Ramah, and number two, by naming Yavin in Longus too. In Longus too, it would also be that the Ramah is choiling on this Hanukkah of the Groh. Now we're going to continue to plow away and see that the Groh, Yachasit Paskins like the Mechaber. That the Groh is going to, we're going to see it again, that the Groh Paskins like the Mechaber. In my opinion, the Groh really did not follow, and this is very, very common. Now we're in Vilna in the 19th century, that the Groh himself, when he learned the Sugya, Kedarko the Kodesh, the Groh was Yikov Adines Ahor, the Groh would Cheshben it. The different ways the Rishonim, like Be'ezer Hashem, we tried to imitate in one billionth of a way. We tried to analyze the different sugyas through the eyes of the Rishonim, decide which way is most mukhrach according to the Rishonim, combined with the majority of the Rishonim, and then Yikov Adin Azar. The Groh is not the great compromiser. Someone told me from Rabbi Yitzchak Berkowitz beautifully. The Rabbi Yitzchak Berkowitz said that throughout the generations, poskim often would compromise in shitas. However, there was one place where b'chinah Tiras emes without compromise exists, and that is kimitzion teitzisor v'dvar Hashem in Yerushalayim. Amita shel Torah is always in Yerushalayim. There is one place in the world that follows minhag Agra consistently. Where is that? Here, I say this as a chassid. Bowing my head. And that is that a lot of things are mashpia on me also. More and more I was, because my rabbeim a lot of times followed the Gra. And the Gra is Yikov Adin Asahar. This is what the sugya is mukhrach. The Ramah's compromise is chayshish. For this sheet of look, the Ramah's cheshmini. Crack out, spat. The Gra says, no. What's the sugya say? What's the Gemara say? What's the mashmos? Who are the Rishonim? What's cheshbin? What's mukhrach? And then the Gra we're going to see, Avolididon. But according to our Mahalach, says the Gra, Rov Rishonim is this way, and therefore the Halacha is going to come out differently. So we're now observing that this Ha'ara that the Be'er Halacha is saying in the name of the Gra, which the Gra says, might not necessarily be Shitas HaRamah. Because the Ramah seems to be found Rabbeinu Tam, and we're going to see it again. We're going to continue being Ma'ayim with the Gra shortly, and we'll see it again that the Gra is going to plow away and he's not going to be going with the Shitas HaRamah. Yes, Yisrael, then Zeth. So that's it. No, because I think the Ramah was, the way I'm understanding is that the Ramah was so concerned that Sefer Torah should be uniform that he didn't want to even quote a Yeshua in the Bible. In other words, exactly, correct. That's what Rav Bilig Shlita calls the great compromiser. That's why I said it's worthy of a sefer in itself to analyze the thoroughly Shitas HaMechaber, Shitas Ramah. Many will point out that's what the Magen Avraham and Taz do. But Magen Avraham and Taz are Mechadish a lot along the way. Now, as a Shita, it's amazing. In Halacha, I feel like not enough ink. A lot of ink has been shed on what the Rambam sheet is. But not a lot of ink has been shed on what is the Mechaber sheet of Allah and what is Ramah sheet of Allah. Except, of course, Chacham Avadya and other Gonei Svaraz who are going with the Mechaber out of Sof. But Shulchan Aruch and the Poskim are full of compromises. They're full of compromise. So Magen Avraham and the Taz are full of compromises. What do I mean compromise? Not compromising on Lach HaKas, but being choshesh for all the different shittas and bringing together different shittas. But what is exactly shittas HaRamah? What is exactly shittas HaMechaber? So Chacham Avadya Zatzal did in the Mechaber is a little bit less in the Ramah. So yes, Ein Echanami, the Ramah shita, that's the beauty of seeing something go down to the Shulchan Aruch, is that what's going to happen is that the Ramah Shita is not going to resemble any Sugya or any Shita Sarishonim. He's going to be like the Rishon 90% of the time, but 10% of the time, because of his Cheshbonos as the great compromise, and not as a Chas V'Chalila Aziyah Fatara, Mita Shel Torah to be Cheshish for all the Shitas, but the Grah has a different Ba'alah. At this point, I said from her case. So, let's start the Grah. On the next piece. Comes along the Grah. You know what? Let me make a shorter point because we're going to continue Beis Hashem tonight. That's good? Anybody else aside from Eli that can't make tonight? You might not be able to. Okay, we'll see. Okay. I just want to make a small point. The Talmidim noticed that in the Lashon of the Mechaber, the Lashon of the Mechaber was, in the Mishnah Brura edition, Ein Sarich L'Sartik. This is what you were talking about. Ein Sarich L'Sartik. Let's translate those words. Ein Sarich L'Sartik, you don't need to be Mesartik, Ki Im Shita El Yonah. Only the top line. That's the addition that we have in the Mishnah Brura. Our Mishnah Brura's might very well be erroneous. If you take a look at the Magen Avraham and other poskim, they and the Bach all learn that the Ramah, and this is how it appears in the standard Shulchan Aruch, that the word Sarech was added by the Ramah himself. In other words, the Mechaber reads Ein L'Sartik Kim Shita El Yonah, and the Ramah reads Ein Sarech L'Sartik. Who could tell me the Nafgamina? And who could tell me how it's connected in the Sefer HaTruma that you read in the Beis Yosef? And who could tell me why it's going to be a Nafgamina in Bris in the early 20th century? And in the tefillin that Rav Soloveitchik had in Boston in the 1950s. Rav Soloveitchik had Rav Chaim's tefillin. No? Yes, Yaakov Tzvi?
Ein Sarach may sound like if you want to, you could. You can say Ein Sarach. Ein Sarach means that it sounds like you shouldn't.
Very good.
You want to say that you could if you need to.
Do you remember the Sefer HaTruma?
Yeah.
What does the Sefer HaTruma say?
I think it's a Nikra Hedyo. There's two ways to understand Nikra Hedyo in the Yerushalmi. One is that when you do something at the office, it's more a fire. And one is that if you... If you're doing it for a reason, then that's going to be fine. Right? And one of them is that that's not required, so you should never do it.
Very good. What does Sefer HaTruma say? The Maisa in terms of Sirtut? Excellent.
I think he said that if you
Sefer HaTruma, I'll give you a hint, disagreed with Tosfos. Yeah, that why?
If you're doing it to make it straighter, even though you could do without it, then it's going to be nothing.
Yeah, the Sefer HaTruma says, if somebody decides to put Sirtut into the whole film, he's okay. Comes along, Yaakov Tzvi, and he points out, this is Mukhrach and the Magen Avraham, that the Mechaber had a Mesartin Kiyum Shit El Yonah. Why? Because the Mechaber went like our Tosfos. He went like our Tosfos, who holds that if you put more Sirtut in, then you're a Hedyot. You're a Hedyot. The Sefer HaTruma doesn't bask in that way. The Sefer HaTruma says you're not a Hevyet. The Ramah Kedarko B'Kodesh, again, the great compromiser, the Ramah is not as sharp. I don't mean sharp in terms of limud, I mean sharp in terms of harsh. The Ramah is not as sharp, and therefore what does the Ramah do? The Ramah says, Ein Sarif! No, don't say Ein L'Sartin Kiyim. The Sefer HaTruma says it's okay, if somebody wants to, it's okay, it's not a problem. Comes along Reb Chaim, and Reb Chaim says, wait a second, but there's a Taisus that says the Hedit, I'm going to be Machmer in Hilchas Hedit. At the end of the day, there's no Mashmos anywhere. The Parashas Adam is supposed to be the Sartin, the whole thing, and you're going to be called Hedit. Sefer HaTruma said, you're not, but there are many who are going to say you're Hedit, I'm going to be Machmer in Hilchas Hedit. So our tefillin is not like Reb Chaim. Our tefillin is like the great compromiser. Ain't sorry. Remind you, with this I conclude. Beautiful story, I think I might have said before, that when the Hasidim broke into Vilna, and they started making Minyan Mamlusif Svar, following the Mechaber, so they were mamish, the Hasidim were nirdafim. They were misnagdim, and mamish was changed to make the lives of Hasidim miserable. So, I heard from my father, Shlita, that what happened once is that was the night of Pesach, and the Hasidim made their own private minyan. Ironically, here in Eretz Yisrael, this is one of the cases, putting even the Gro is okay with this, but they Hasidim Alel Pesach, and this is what it says in Masechet Sofrim, interestingly, says this in Masechet Sofrim, that Alel Pesach is supposed to say Halal and Shul. The Ramah comments the other way in the meaning in Ashkenaz is not good. To this day, there are two different minhagim in Eretz Yisrael. Nowadays, they do say Halal, Alel Pesach, and Shul, but in Ashkenaz and quote, in many places until Hasidim came along, they followed the custom not to. So the leader of the Misnagdim banged into the shul, he broke into the hidden minion. The hidden minion. It's crazy how Jews can chase after and make other Jews' lives miserable. It's terrible. And the leader of the Misnagdim opened up a Shulchan Aruch and he banged on the bima and he said, Shteitin Ramah ba'onu einayagin kein, ba'onu einayagin kein. So the leader of the Hasidim came over to him. It's not mishmatim to if you understand how the Ramah works. The leader of the Hasidim came over to him and he said, how do you know when the Ramah was writing, Ba'anu Einayin came, the Ramah was banging on his desk and screaming, Ba'anu Einayin came. Maybe the Ramah, when he wrote Ba'anu Einayin came. So how you say Ba'anu Einayin came is all the difference in the world. Kashamati may all be my wish.